got to try this salad, Don. It's delicious.
No thanks, Yael. I don't like salads. In fact, I don't care much for the vegetable family, period.
What are you talking about?
I haven't liked vegetables since as long as I can remember. Actually, no one in my family likes vegetables. It must be in the genes.
I don't think so. Sounds like you've been trained to dislike vegetables. Our lifelong food preferences are largely shaped by the foods we're exposed to early on in childhood. This process begins even before we first taste solid foods. If introduced early enough, we'll happily accept flavors that our own parents might turn their noses up at. For instance, there's an infant formula designed to aid digestion, which has a bitter aftertaste that parents find unappealing. They assume that their babies couldn't possibly like it. And if they wait until their babies are 7 months old to introduce the formula, their assumption will probably be right. However, if they introduce the formula to the child within its first 4 months of life, the baby will accept the formula and continue to accept it.
So if a mother breastfeeds, does that mean by eating vegetables, her baby will be exposed to the flavors of vegetables through her breast milk?
You got it. If a mother eats a varied diet, then her breast milk can naturally introduce a wide variety of flavors to her baby early on. And the wider variety of flavors children are exposed to, the more likely they are to eat a varied diet later on in life.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. That's amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.